Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Mama Rosalind's Place, a place where all are welcomed. So come on in, sit back, relax, and stay for a while. This is where I share my interpretations of some of my favorite stories. This week's story is Crown, an Ode to the Fresh Cut by Derek Barnes. When it's your turn in the chair, you stand at attention and forget about who you were when you walked through that door. You come in as a lump of clay, a blank canvas, a slab of marble. But when my man is done with you, you'll want to post yourself up in a museum. That's my word. He'll drape you like royalty with that cape to keep the fine hairs off your neck and your princely robes. It's amazing what a tight fade high, low, ball does for your confidence, not to mention that dark Caesar. Who knows? You might just smash that geography exam tomorrow and rearrange the entire principal's honor roll. A fresh cut says something to your brain, right? It hooks up your intellectual. You're a star, a brilliant, blazing star. Not the kind that you'll find on a sidewalk in Hollywood. Nope. You're going to have to wear shades when they look up to catch your shine. He'll lean you back in the chair, dab that cool shaving cream on your forehead, and then he'll craft a flawless line with that razor. Steady, slow, surgical. It frames your swagger. The cute girl in the class along the way, she won't be able to keep her eyes off you. Her friends will giggle and whisper, "Girl, he's so fine." Yep, that's what they'll say. The whole school will be seasick from the rows and rows of ripples. You'll have more waves on your head than the Atlantic Ocean. Shout out to my do-rag and patience, of course. There's a dude to the left of you with the faux hawk, deep part, skin fade. He looks presidential. Maybe he's the CEO of a tech company that manufactures cool. He's a boss. He has to be. That's how important he looks. Dude to the right of you, he looks majestic. There are thousands of black angels waiting to guide and protect him. As soon as he steps a foot out that door, that's how important he looks. There's a dude standing in the mirror that can't get over the masterful designs crafted on the side of his dome. Everywhere he goes, people will ask for his autograph because he looks so fresh. He looks like he owns a few acres of land on Saturn. Maybe there's a river named after him on Mars. He looks that important. There are two dudes, one with locks, the other with cornrows, and a lady with a butterscotch complexion. And all they want is a shape up, tapered sides, a trim, and a crisp but subtle line. And sometimes in life, that's all you ever need, a crisp but subtle line. When your barber is done, you'll feel like $1 million and some change. When his fingers hit you with that apple green alcohol or that witch hazel, it'll sting. But not like a scorpion or a hornet, more like an electric stamp of approval. And when you see the cut for yourself in that handheld mirror, you'll smile a really big smile. That's the you that you love the most. That's the you that wins everything. That's the gold medal you. Every person in the shop will rise to their feet and give you a round of applause for being so fly. Not really, but they'll look like they want to. You'll see it in their eyes. It's the look your English teacher gives you when she hands you that test back with a bright red 97 slapped on it. It's how your mother looks at you before she calls you beautiful, Flowers are beautiful. Sunrises are beautiful. Being viewed in your mother's eyes as someone that matters, now that's beautiful. And you'll take it. You won't mind at all. Finally, you'll remove your cape. Then he'll swipe you down with a brush made from a golden horsetail. You'll put the money in his hand without even expecting change back. Tip that man. Tip that man. It was worth it. It always is. You know why? Because you'll leave out of the shop every single time, feeling the exact same way, magnificent, flawless, like royalty. And you'll say, "Hello, world." The end. Well, my friends, I hope that you enjoyed our visit today and that you'll join me again for another story or two. If you'd like to contact me, I can be reached at mamaroslyns@gmail.com. That's mamaroslyn@gmail.com. Today, I would like to leave you with this. Remember that you are beautiful, you are worthy, you are important, you are special, you are unique and wonderful, you are talented, and you are irreplaceable. And as always, my friends, until next time, be blessed.